This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
Drift Air Freshener. The freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15.
Touchpoint. Experience freedom from the physical, mental, and lasting impacts of stress. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 657.
Six, a 50, a 7.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Ruth, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Nothing. You know, living the dream. You got the Zevias. I have LaCroix.
Yes.
We're getting old, Matt.
Taking other things. No, yes. Alcohols tonight.
It's probably for the best.
Maybe. We'll see how it goes in about half hour.
I'm guessing it's because you were up late watching the UFC 300.
Yeah.
Greatest card in the history of MMA.
That's what they tried to tell me. Was it, though? Was it the greatest card?
I don't know. It was pretty good.
What do you think the buy rate was? It's probably pretty big.
I'm going to guess 1.2 million.
Wow. That's
huge. I think it's a huge card. I think it's going to be surprising because this is, I mean, I know there wasn't like a crazy fight on this card, but the card itself from start to finish was solid. Like solid, you know, mid-grade to upper grade fights.
Yeah.
No superstar fights, in my opinion. Like some star fights, but not superstar fights.
Yeah.
But a lot of stars, you know?
Yeah, the depth was great.
It was. Where do you want to start with this whole thing? I mean, let's start with the craziest thing, which there was a press conference and somebody in the audience or the, I don't know, press member was like, Dana, we should increase the bonuses, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, how much? He's like, how about 100,000? And they're like, how about three times that? And he's like, fuck it, go ahead, 300 grand, let's do it. 300, I think that would play a huge factor, I think, in the quality of fighting we got, because that is a ridiculous amount of money. $300,000 for typically what? That's, it's 50 or 50. 60?
Yeah. Yeah, 50. Yeah, it's insane. And a couple of people, well, one person doubled up. But which one do you want to start with? The BMF title or the main event?
I mean, I think the fight on the card that was the best fight, which we called, is definitely the BMF title. I think that should have been headlining this card.
Yeah, I think they promoted that way. So we'll just start there then. Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje. It was weird because, you know, I thought Gaethje would win this. I thought his size was going to be a difference. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when he fought Poirier. I thought the leg kicks were going to make a big difference. But it seemed like Justin had a hard time closing the distance on Max. And he couldn't get it figured out almost the entire fight. And I know he landed some leg kicks, but I don't feel like he threw enough leg kicks to my liking in that match.
No.
And then what was the legal shit that happened?
The second round, there were multiple eye pokes.
Yeah, you got finger banged in one eye, finger banged in the other eye. No points are taken off.
No.
Like, I feel like he should have lost at least one, if not two. Yeah, but again, probably. I'm like, you foul a person, you take a point. Because, and at the end of the first round, Holloway throws like a spinning back kick and hits Justin right in the nose and breaks his nose.
Broke his nose.
He's fucking compromised from that. And then, like you're saying, he goes in round two and he gets finger banged in each eyeball. And like, I can't breathe and I can't fucking see. So
taking a beating. But the fight must go on. I think the broken nose probably affected things more than anything.
Yeah.
I think he's had problems in the past with that, right? His busted up nose.
Mm-hmm.
The quarter did a good job, though, cleaning that shit up. Seemed like the third round came out and came and went and things were a little better for Gaethje. As far as the bleeding goes.
Yeah.
And he, in my opinion, he won the fourth round.
Like, sure.
He lost the
first. That's the first time it seemed like he really went forward. Yes. And pushed the action, and then he clocked Max and dropped him, and it should count as a knockdown. But then they're trying to say, oh, he didn't get knocked down, he slipped. Bull fucking shit. He got dropped. You're just trying to keep a stat alive. Like, Max Holloway's never been knocked down in a fight. Fuck off. He got knocked down. You can suck a dick. Okay.
Yeah.
And then how about the last 10 seconds? That was kind of brutal. Well,
I mean, Holloway was like, let's go to the middle. He's done this many times before. He's like, right in the middle. Let's do this shit. Right. And we're like, and Gaethje was like, okay. And they went blow for blow, and Holloway clips him with like an overhand right and drops him like a sack of potatoes, Gaethje. Mm-hmm. And that was, it was like 1 second left in the fight. I mean, talk about a crazy finish to a crazy ass fight. I think this might have been one of the greatest fights in a, I don't know, in a long time. I don't want to say ever, because there's definitely been but it's pretty fucking exciting. And to end in that fashion, Holloway didn't have to do that. He was already winning.
No, and Gaethje, I think that Gaethje's a showman, and I feel like he did it on purpose so they could both win the 300,000, because he's all about, I'm going to kill, be killed. And I think he got knocked out on purpose with so 1 second left. So that
he can get his 300 grand?
Yeah. And the other thing, I got to say, fuck the UFC. You can't give Max Holloway the Hawaiian shorts because you're just giving him extra power in this fight.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. So, and it, like, goddamn, like, how good did Max look? Because he also was way faster, super durable. He didn't even look like he was in a fight, and Gaethje landed a ton of shit on him.
Yeah.
And I think the broadcasters were even alluding to, like, this time around, he had enough time to put the right amount of weight on, where he came in thick and not like muffin top the last time he did.
Yep.
So good for him. I mean, I'm not going to begrudge him knocking out my favorite fighter, because that's what they both wanted. That's what they both signed up for. And they both, you know, got a $300,000 bonus. And then Max got another 300 on top for like a performance of the night. So
goddamn, probably made $1 million.
Yeah, at least with all the other shit. Like, goddamn. And then they were promoting that fight. It seemed to be the most out of anything. And I think Max was even going, man, we got to renegotiate this contract, because you guys are promoting our fight more than any other fight on this card. Mm-hmm. And we're not even the fucking main event. But they should have been, 100%. Because it was a 5-round fight.
And they brought it. They both brought it.
Yeah.
That BMF belt should be headlining cards.
Yep. And now I don't know what is next for both of those guys, because Justin was pretty close to a title shot. And now Max is in there. And I think Max wants to stay at 55.
Yeah. What about Topuria, maybe?
Yeah.
That would be a good fit. I think you got some options. I mean, he could fight at both ways. I say he stays at 55.
Yeah, he kind of has to, because you can't just keep fighting for the title and losing.
Somebody was telling me that they thought, their thought was, is that the 55 division is like the perfect balance of skill, power, speed, and everything, where the fights are just more exciting at that weight class. And I don't know if, you know, they're just riding high off of those, what happened over the weekend, but I wanted to get your take on that. Like, 55, you think that's the ideal weight for like all of the things together? Because I think that's a little light. I want to say it's
still
like,
too light.
I think it's 185 or 170 is probably is my thought.
Yeah, because I always look at it like, if I was to stand next to a 55er, like,
so tiny.
Like, I don't have respect for you. Like, too small. You gotta be a little bit bigger. Like, I have to feel threatened by you. But again, I wasn't threatened standing next to Hoist Gracie, beating him a couple times. I'm like, well, that's different though. I think just in general, they're just too small, and then you don't start feeling it till about the 85. But I mean, again, it's hard because, again, as you're going up in weight, cardio starts to slow down a little bit, and then you have your anomalies as to who's real, because you're not going to say like a heavyweight has awesome cardio. That just doesn't really happen. I can't
unless
really
think of Daniel Cormier.
Unless you're like Cain Velasquez on all the jazz.
That's true. But not in Mexico. Not a high elevation Cain. Sea level Cain. That's it. That's all right.
So, yeah.
Where do we go from there?
Probably some sponsors.
Hey, sponsors. Call them what you want. Knee knockers, gold nuggets, thigh slappers, et cetera. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too. So join the 100 million, sorry, 10 million men worldwide. Got ahead of myself. Yeah. We trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMA nuts for 20% off and free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can be when going for a close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitivo areas. This right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow.
And you can get 20% off free shipping manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Word. And this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
That's right, and Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package.
Package. That's right. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And right back to it. As I feel like I'm getting sick and I don't like this.
Don't do it. It's just allergies. I had a really bad case of hay fever a couple days ago. So I think I'm going to say it's just allergies. Shit in the air. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I like that. Been outside a lot. Let's talk about the main event then.
Alex Bahia versus Jamahal.
Yeah. I think Jamahal is a little too not focused on the fight. Because he seemed to be doing too many antics while he was in the cage. As Alex is firing an arrow at him, he's like, oh, I just caught your arrow and snapped it. Look how cool I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, right. Maybe you should focus on the fight. Because that one went pretty quick. And
sure did.
Kicks him and kicks Alex in the balls. And then Herb comes over. He's like, whoa. Hang on a second.
Back off.
And then he it wasn't a hook and it wasn't an uppercut. It was more of like a shovel hook. It comes in like at a 45 degree angle. And that's like when we were doing kickboxing and I forgot who is, or Muay Thai, and our one coach who had fought in maybe in Strikeforce. I forgot his name was Ben something. He's like, why do you keep throwing that weird hook? Because he's like, you're throwing a shovel hook. Just throw a regular hook. I'm like, I don't know. It's how I throw my hook. And that's what this guy is doing. And he fucking, you could see as soon as he landed on Hill, eyes roll back. Yeah, you know, fucking
game
goes down.
Over.
And then he's just tippy tap with some fucking hammer fist. And afterwards, his coach gives him his black belt in jiu-jitsu. Why are we getting a black belt in jiu-jitsu for a striking competition?
I don't know. It's probably because of the antics, you know.
Maybe
his jiu-jitsu was so fantastic that the other guy refused to go on the ground. That's why.
Right.
It was so scary. He had the death touch,
the dim mock, if you will.
Dim mock. Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what Alex was talking about because he's potentially talking about moving up to heavyweight to become a three division champion.
That's what he wants.
is totally possible because we don't know what the fuck's going on with John.
No, but
because now he's got that legal big boy, shit too.
You know, and yeah. I think he's sizable, could easily do that. Just scary and tough, and I don't know. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but he's scary. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think there was some talk from him that he said, hey, I kind of want to be on UFC 301 in Brazil.
He's lost his goddamn
would they do
mind.
That? It's like 3 or 4 weeks away.
He didn't, like, do much.
He didn't take any fucking damage.
Like, none.
Right.
So, I don't know.
It's possible.
It's possible, but we'll see. That's a quick turnaround.
Very. Let's see. Charles Oliveira.
Oliveira, yeah.
Armin Sarukyan.
Unfortunate for him. You know, Zhang Weili, obviously, we expected that.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Well,
fight,
let's talk about Holm versus Kayla Harrison.
Okay. We'll come back to Oliveira then.
Oh, we can go back to Oliveira. Go ahead.
Because I just wanted to mention, he had, like, in the first round, he had a guillotine locked up, and he had his legs wrapped around Sarukyan, mm-hmm. and his shorts were so loose that he was able to slide out of the guillotine because his shorts came down. So, but his underwear was still on. So it was kind of fucked up because then the Gracie's did a little breakdown to say if that was happening, he should have switched to the body triangle from the bottom, and that would have kept him locked over the hips so he wouldn't have slid off in the guillotine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, that kind of sucked. Because, I mean, I had it as a 2-1 for Sarukyan either way. Same. But and then he had that Dars late, I think, in the third round.
In the third, yeah. But Sarukyan survived.
Yeah.
To the bell. The Armenian nightmare.
Something.
Lives another day.
Yeah. It's...
beats the number one guy. Crazy.
And now let's go. Holly Holm, Kayla Harrison.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, talk about an epic railroading of a performance by Kayla Harrison. I want to say that the stat I saw was that she had a 46-1 edge in significant strikes and against Holm, and just, you know, epic kind of a finish using all of her grappling skills and then some to get the was it a rear naked choke at the end?
Yeah.
Looking really good. From what I read about her camp, the weight cut was not a problem, was success. So good on her. I mean, tough loss for Holm, but Kayla seems like she's the real deal.
So, yeah, I was kind of surprised. Like, one, she even made weight. I'll show the picture of her weight cut because she looked like death warmed over.
Oof.
That's not a good look.
Like Conor McGregor back.
Yeah, right. When he was cutting the 145 and Holm, she was so amped up pre-fight. Like, she usually paces in the cage, but she was like super pacing and may have been the worst game plan I've ever fucking seen. Like, are you fucking retarded? That's the question I have. Because her game plan was to clinch up with Kayla and initially got a takedown and then got fucking reversed. But why would you want to clinch? Like, she didn't use her fucking striking at all. It was so dumb. And then just got, like, ground pounded in the first round. And then even afterwards, Holly talked about her game plan and said, well, I went out there and I lost all focus on the game plan. I did nothing that we trained for in this fight. All respect to Kayla. She was a better fighter tonight. I just know I'm capable of more than that. I'm one of those that likes to self-reflect rather than run from things. I think that's a shot at Rhonda. I think honesty with yourself can sometimes be the hardest thing, but I'm healthy. My heart hurts. My ego hurts. And that was her fucking thing, but
it's a normal. It happens.
Like, you're 42. Like, you don't have enough experience. I don't understand how you get in there and just lose your shit. Like, just everything out the window. Like, how does that happen?
I mean, BJ Penn.
George Gurgel.
I mean,
like, let me attack you where you're the strongest.
Just because I can. And you cannot
prove
stop
a point.
Me.
Or was she doing that on purpose to lose to kind of set Kayla up for a championship run?
Maybe. A gatekeeper?
Seems fishy. Seems fishy.
Mm-hmm.
Any other fights that you want to talk about on the card?
Nah, I think I'm good.
I just want to pull up some of the custom shorts, which was a, kind of a first for them. They haven't done any custom shit, really. So let's pull up what they allowed. Extra power for certain people. So for Gaethje. So you have Holloway, Zhang, Alex, and Gaethje.
Yeah, I like, those Holloway shorts. Lion ones. Yeah.
And then I don't know if these are real, but apparently you get the Mackenzie Dearns. I don't think those are real. But
what kind of Photoshop did they do here?
I don't know, but I like it. I like it. And what was the other thing they announced? Oh, the fucking new gloves. So what, what is this monstrosity?
I have pictures. Do you have pictures? Okay.
I just have this one where just listening to them talk about it.
There we go.
It sounded more like they were interested in just having different colors for different things, like the gold for the championship. I think the contender series has blue, kind of how the WEC had. And I think they're a little bit lighter. They have, they're standardizing sizes. So they're unisex now. And I think there's something different with how the thumb is encased in the glove, but it didn't sound like fixing eye poke was taken into any fucking consideration in making these gloves, when that should be the first fucking thing they're talking about, is we're redesigning the glove to prevent eye pokes. This just sound like we're redesigning the glove to have different colors. What are we doing? I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, aesthetics over functionality, right?
Yes. Like, can we make another dollar? Like, can we sell some fucking bullshit to fans? Is this
a We've been a talking cash about grab? This for a long time, and nothing's changed. It's not like it's, but the eye pokes are getting worse. It's
like ask Justin every how fight, that felt.
Every card, there's multiple major eye pokes. You know, last card there were some. This card there's some.
Because I think they were trying to say it was only one out of every 13 fights has an eye poke. I'm like, seems like more than that. Seems like there's like at least two per card, if not more, and multiple in certain fights and certain fighters. It's a given. I mean, even like looking at that Weidman fight from what, a week or two ago, like they both poked each other multiple times. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Anyways. What else is happening?
We going to news?
Sure.
Okay. Well, big announcement in the card. I'll share this. Conor McGregor versus Chandler happening June 29th, UFC International Fight Week. Tickets are going on sale in like a week or two. UFC 303, baby. What are your thoughts?
170 pound fight. Five rounds. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't know if this is another one that we announced and it hasn't actually been signed.
I don't know. That picture comes from the UFC's Facebook page. So it must be official. I don't know. Are they putting flyers out before shit happens these days?
Maybe. Because I think Connor was saying he wants to fight like 9 times in the year. Something like that. Like, buddy, I don't think you've even fought 9 times in your career. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Like, you've been out forever.
He hasn't won since 2020. So he's made a lot of movies, though.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Then the other announcement, too, is UFC 302, Islam Makhachev versus Dustin Poirier, which should be fun. And then I really like this one, Sean Strickland versus Paulo Costa.
Oh, okay. That should be a battle. Sean Strickland's, they're both a little crazy, actually, not just one of them. So, solid.
Yeah, I don't know if they said that one, if that was going to be a 5-rounder for the Strickland-Costa. Is that would be a big advantage for Strickland, I think. Let's listen to a Ronda Rousey interview. What's your feedback on this? I love this woman. So I don't know who this interview is from. This is just the Fights 2 posting this. This could be from someone else. Whoever it is, credit to you. But here we go.
If I was at my full capacity, I don't think anyone could ever beat me. But I just, you know, I was spent. I was running on fumes for so long that I didn't have any fumes left. And the moment that I ran out of fumes was, you know, broadcast live to billions of people everywhere who all had their own assumptions about it. And none of them were right. And I felt like I couldn't speak up or say anything. And honestly, like, whoever I tried to talk to, they didn't care about helping me communicate what I was trying to communicate. They just cared about getting as many clicks as possible, so I couldn't trust anyone to speak through. So I feel like this book was the only way that I could really communicate everything that I'd been holding on to for years, because, I mean, yeah, it was really tough, but I literally fought until I couldn't fight anymore. And maybe that's not enough for a lot of people, but I feel like I created the most efficient fighting style that ever created, that's ever existed. And
oh, wow.
I had to realize that only people that are truly great can recognize greatness. I wanted to be so great that even an idiot couldn't deny it. But
wow.
But then I realized after going into pro wrestling that retiring undefeated and taking the equity that I had with me wouldn't have been what was best for the sport, even though I know that I'm better than all these girls and by a fucking long shot, and I always will be. Taking my equity away from me so that everybody knows that would actually tarnish my legacy. It wouldn't make everybody take the women after me seriously. And so it had to happen for you know, the betterment of the sport. But, you know, sometimes it still stings a little bit that it's, you know, I'm not recognized as the greatest ever when I know I am. But my mom said all the time, really quite, yeah, this picture here, that she didn't care if everybody knew she was the best in the world. She only cared if she knew.
So, what do you think about all that?
Oh my God, the delusional and grandiosity and fucking, I mean, greatest fighting style ever, whatever she said.
Ever most fucking created, man.
Most efficient. I mean, she could have beat all the girls. She was also the martyr. She's like, she gave up her legacy in order to make it better for other. I mean, come on. What kind of shit is she smoking? I don't even know. She, even now, in this moment, she still needs to talk shit to herself in order to pretend she's the best ever. She cannot handle just being like human. She's got to be the best ever. Legend in her own mind.
Yeah, and she just basically walked away from the sport, gave no interviews, said nothing, and now is trying to play the victim to sell a book, is what it sounds like. I don't like her. She's not a classy person. Couldn't even shake hands after a fight. I can get holding a grudge, but, and I, again, like, why are we talking about this, you know, years later? And if that's your way to sell a book, I'm not fucking interested in it. Like, crying about how you were the best and you didn't get recognized as the best. Ugh. Another head case.
Totally.
What else is happening? I gotta get away from that. Like,
okay,
it's tainting me.
In better news here, I don't know if you remember, I'm sure you remember this one, but Silva versus Sonnen, the fight that happened at UFC 117 back in August of 2010, that was the five round title fight where Sonnen was dominating Anderson Silva for four rounds and what? Four
50
minutes
seconds.
And
something like that.
And 50 seconds, and then gets fucking triangled. Just ridiculous, right? Silva pulls out the miracle submission at the end. That is now being inducted in the UFC Hall of Fame as one of the greatest fights ever. So, and I was wondering if you agree or not. I mean,
it's pretty fucking good. I could see it. And if Chael would have won, he tested positive for steroids after the fight, so it would have been overturned and been a bigger problem. But again, he would always have those lapses in fight IQ where he's just sitting in guard. Like, what are you doing? Why are you just laying there and just waiting? And then you just pop that fucking triangle up. And it sucked because we were at the bar with our friend Pete, who's a big Anderson Silva fan, and we're just enjoying watching Anderson get his shit handed to him for 4.5 rounds, and then he fucking throws that up, and then we have to hear about, oh my god, how Anderson Silva is the greatest fighter ever. Look at this. I'm like, you motherfucker, he was losing the whole fight.
We had to eat shit on that one.
God damn.
Yes.
That was brutal.
Well, he went on, you know, Sonnen did, to fight like a couple more fights, and then he fought Silva again and lost again. But he also fought John Jones. That was the one where he had the broken toe. Remember, Jones's toe was like pointing the 90 degrees in the wrong direction. It was like, it's like, yeah, that's broken, Joe. It doesn't look good, or whatever he said.
Like, oh, I didn't realize that.
I mean, Sonnen's career, if you look at it, it's a couple wins, couple losses, couple wins, three losses, a win, two losses. Like, he's just kind of, but that guy made a lot of money being like just in the mix and never like actually winning
never the guy
or never the guy, but he, man, I think he made all of it that he could make. So
yeah,
pretty impressive.
Yep. I saw this new fight league.
Oh,
let's pull this up. I don't know what it's called, but I'm gonna name it. I think this is Pig Fuckers. Win a fight, fuck a pig. Suey!
Are they sitting down?
I don't know. But if you get KO'd, you're gonna drown. Just throwing bombs at each other until you can't in the fucking mud.
This doesn't even seem real. That's crazy. Yeah. Are they laughing?
I don't know. I don't know if we got any finality here, but
no,
that's
it.
Slug it out. It's fucking fighting the mud.
Wow.
I don't know. What else you got? I just have a couple tweets and then some Canal Edge.
I've got some KOs in boxing.
Sure.
So, and I got an injury thing, which was pretty crazy. So here's a, I can't play audio because there's shit in the background, but I'll do this boxing KO. Sorry.
We got Justin Gaethje'd.
Yeah, I thought it looked very similar. And then he's like, what? Where are we, people? What's happening?
And then I can just see that guy's back. Great camera work here.
Yeah, hang on. And then I got, that's bad. And then I got another one. Let's see. Sorry, this Instagram shit is like not my favorite. Here we go. It's a little amateur boxing.
Oof.
Similar fashion. That's
everyone's
two
getting face first.
Yeah, that's why I picked these. I feel like they're very similar to what happened over the weekend. Guys going out on their shields. And then do you have any KOs?
Nope.
I have a nasty, I don't think we saw this before. A guy dislocated his knee and broke his leg in the same. Did we show this? It was from a couple weeks ago. I forgot about it. And so he gets KO'd. The knee gets dislocated and the leg gets broken. I'll replay it again. Oh, there it goes. It's not looking good. Look at that. Nasty.
That can't be pleasant.
No.
You're still getting punched in the face. Like, hey, man, I just fucked my shit up.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got. And then I have some knowledge left. That's it.
Okay. I got a couple tweets of the week. Let's see. I know Henderson and Bisbing were going back and forth on Twitter. So let's pull this up. Shocker, right? So Henderson says, this might have won tonight's 300K bonus.
Ouch.
Him fucking KOing Bisbing. And Bisbing's like, fuck yeah, it would have. But also today, you would have been suspended for being on testosterone. What a fucking twat.
I mean, that's a pretty good burn.
Yeah. And then I saw this. I don't know what they're doing on this. The optics aren't great. This UFC show with Chris Weidman and Laura Senko. I think she was going down like that because they're playing some kind of game where Weidman's clapping her his hands and she's trying to raise her head before getting hit, but
okay.
I don't know. Good for them.
It's a good game. I wonder if that'll work out at the bar.
I don't know. Let's try it. Maybe on a golf course. And then Canales, we got.
So I found this guy on, I don't know. I don't go on social media really, but I have Instagram just sometimes for weird shit I browse for.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered this guy recently, and I wanted to get your take on, I mean, is this real or fake? That's my question. So here he goes.
The fucking car slider.
What do you even call this? Is it real? Is
yeah, it looks real. Sure.
I just don't know. How does he go in so slow? It's like.
He's kind of a little chubby. And the chub is just
holding.
Yeah, gravity's pulling him out. But
okay,
momentum's trying to pull him in. It'll work out. I saw some of these. Remember all those crazy fight edits? There seems to be a lot. Like the other week, the guy got KO'd, and all of a sudden he was in a car driving away.
Driving a car, yes.
Yeah, so we got another one. There's a little bit of volume. Hopefully it doesn't get us pulled, but here's one. We'll play it again.
Oh, my God. How do these people have the...
I don't know, the time. And then I'll leave it this. So... there was a solar eclipse the other day. I don't know if everyone got to see that, but here's a version of it. We're going to go no volume. So pretty soon the eclipse will come here. And there you go. Your day's ruined. You're welcome.
Oh, man. So sad.
Yeah. Too bad, so sad.
Too bad, so sad. Well, on that note, this has been another edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.